Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you again for tuning into our program this morning. We're answering Bible questions. We encourage you to write these questions to the Harrisburg Church of Christ, 232 South College Street, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. We will endeavor to give you a Bible answer for any Bible question. We also encourage you to visit our website, www.churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our services here at Harrisburg, and we cordially invite you to any of all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our question today comes from 1 Timothy chapter 5. The questioner asks, could you please explain what a widow indeed is? This is a very good question, and also, we will endeavor to answer a very vital question about one of the works of the church, and that is benevolence. Let's begin this morning. I think it might be most appropriate to read our text in 1 Timothy chapter number 5. We're going to begin reading in verse number 4. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse number 4. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplication and prayers night and day. But she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives, and these things command that they may be blameless. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. But do not let a widow under 60 years be taken into the number, and not unless she has been the wife of one man, well reported for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But refuse the younger widows, for when they have begun to grow wanton against Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation because they have cast off their first faith. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, not only idle but gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Therefore I desire that younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some have already turned aside from Satan. But if any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened, that they may relieve those who are really widows. Now, the first thing we have to determine is the word widow. The word widow comes from a Greek word, chira, and this word means bereft. And so, what a widow is one that's bereft of a husband, one whose husband has died. That makes them a widow. But in the text, the Apostle Paul makes a distinction between a widow and a widow indeed. And in the New King James Version, it uses the phrase, really a widow. Now, in the King James Version, it uses the phrase widow indeed, which is what the questionnaire asked. Is there a difference between a widow and a widow indeed? And the answer to that is yes. A widow indeed is one that can be taken into the role and the local church can support and take care of the needs of a widow indeed, but not just of any widow. And also, this widow must be part of the body of Christ. It is one of their own. And so it is a member of the Lord's church. And this widow, who is a widow indeed, is the only one that can be helped by the church. Now, can any widow be helped? Not according to the text. Verse 4 says that if anyone who has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. The first responsibility to help a widow would be that widow's children or grandchildren, the immediate family. There is a responsibility by God for those of their own family to take care of the needs of their loved one. And verse 8 says, if one who's not willing to do that would be worse than an infidel or an unbeliever and has denied the faith. They are to provide for their own. It is the responsibility of children and grandchildren to take care of their parents or grandparents if the need arises because their mate dies. So the family has the first priority. They have the first responsibility. They are to step in and they are to take care of that need. Why? Verse 16 of this text tells us why. If any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened. Why? That they may relieve those who are really widows, or widows indeed. Now, the text tells us that when the family steps up to the plate and does their responsibility, that will take the burden away from the church so they can help other widows who are in need that do not have children or grandchildren or immediate family to help them and to secure the needs of their life. Those are the widows that the church has an obligation to fulfill and to take care of, and they can be added to the role. Now, he encourages younger widows to marry. He says, I desire that younger widows marry, bear children, manage a house, give no opportunity to adversaries to speak reproachfully. And so, younger widows who lose their mates or husbands at a young age, God encouraged them to remarry, to get other mates that will be able to take care of them and supply their needs and be able to raise children and take care of a family. And so, you see now there's two lines here. Number one, that a widow's family, immediate family, children, grandchildren, relatives, have the first responsibility of taking care of a widow's needs of a woman who loses her husband. Next, if a woman is younger in age, God would encourage them to remarry in order that they might be taken care of and that they might be able to raise their family. Well, that leaves the third group, the widows indeed. That is the group that the Lord's church has a responsibility to fulfill the needs and the desires of those who are really widows indeed. Now, are there qualifications for those who are widows indeed? Yes, they are given in verse 9 and 10. These are the qualifications of widows indeed. Number one, do not let a widow under 60 years be taken into the number. Now, what does that mean? Well, what if she's 59? What if she's 57? She's not qualified. She has to be at least 60. That doesn't mean near 60. That doesn't mean about 60. It means 60. She must be 60. Now, maybe you're wondering, well, what if she's not 60, but she doesn't have any children or grandchildren, and she's in need? Well, that would become the responsibility of individual Christians to take up the needs of a brother or sister who is in trouble. That's still not the job of the Lord's church. That's the job of her individual members of her family, her spiritual family, that would have the responsibility of being doing good to all men, especially those of the household of faith, Galatians 6 and verse 10. We have an individual responsibility to help those who are in need, especially those of our own. And so if she was under that age, then it would fall to individual Christians to step up and be able to fulfill the needs that this woman had in her life. Unless she'd been the wife, she has been the wife of one man. Okay? She must have had a husband. She must have had a husband, and he must no longer be alive. She must have one husband. Okay? She's never had a husband. If she's an older lady, never had children, never been married, she cannot be taken in on the role. She's a widow. She's not a widow in the sense of the word that she's bereft of a husband. She never had a husband. And so, again, individual Christians would have to step up and take care of that need. The church would not be obligated to help an older woman simply because she was in need if she had never been married. She would not be considered a widow indeed. Now, I want you to notice, dear listener, we're not saying to ignore the need. We're saying to place the need where God places it. First of all, the family. Second of all, if they don't meet the qualifications, to individual Christians. We're not saying we don't take care of the need. We're saying, what does the local church have the responsibility to take care of? The local church has the responsibility of taking care of those who meet the qualifications and are widows indeed. Next, she must be reported for good work. This simply just means that she must be a faithful woman. She must be one who has been faithful in her responsibilities and duties to God. If she has brought up children, it shows that she must be a mother. To bring up children, you have to be a mother. And so a widow who didn't have any children would not be qualified to be taken care of by the church. Now, individuals will take care of her needs, but she cannot be taken care of by the church because she never had any children. If she has lodged strangers, that means that she has been hospitable. Again, that would be a judgment call. And has she displayed hospitality during her life? If she has washed the saints' feet, again, this would be an expression of hospitality and of helping and showing hospitality to those like they did in the first century to wash their feet when they visited or came into a home. If she has relieved the afflicted, that just simply means if she's done good to those who have had needs in her own life. If she has been one who has shown benevolence to others when she had the opportunity during her lifetime. And last, if she has diligently followed every good work. Again, this is a reference to her faithfulness to the Lord. If she has strived to be faithful in her responsibilities and duties to God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about perfection. We're not talking about that she has to meet a certain criteria of a number of people she's helped and over a period of time. She has to be a woman who is of a good report, who has been hospitable, who has brought up has brought up children, she has relieved the afflicted, and she has taken opportunity to do good when she had the opportunity to do good. In other words, she must have an impeccable reputation. Now, what if there's a widow that does not meet these qualifications, but the need is real, and she is a member of the Lord's church? Then again, individual Christians would have to step up and do their responsibility to a brother or sister in need. We could also read 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, that we are not to just show good in word, but also in deed. And if a brother or sister is destitute in need of things, how does the love of God dwell in us if we don't extend the help that we have the ability to do? Now, and lastly, for just a moment, I want you to understand that this shows that the church is limited in the benevolence it can do. Number one, there's qualifications for a widow. Number two, in every example in the New Testament, and there are nine, where money was taken from the Lord's treasury to help needy, it were always done among brethren. There is not one passage of Scripture that ever gives the authority for one non-saint to be helped from the Lord's treasury. This is a grave misconception in religions today. We don't have soup kitchens. We don't have homeless shelters. We don't have other things because this is not the church's responsibility. The church's responsibility is spiritual. Individual responsibility is to take care of the need of others. Please read and study the text. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord's Day.